Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, guys, what is going on? It's your boy, GB, man. I appreciate you guys for rocking with me another week on Becoming the Vision, man, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the life that you desire, man. And so as always, I appreciate your time and attention. Man, if you have not, what I need you to do before you even get into this episode, if you love your boy at all, man, we're trying to reach millions of people. Right now, we're at thousands. The show has grown exponentially. I'm so grateful for you guys. But if you have been listening and rocking with your boy all these years, 150 something plus episodes, and you have not yet taken a screenshot and shared this on social media, tag me GB the Trainer, or you have not left a 5-star review, I need you to stop what you are doing and go do that right now. The reason being is because, man, like, if you have found any type of value in this show at all over all of these years, imagine somebody that has never heard what I've said, that it may resonate. It may help them finally get in shape and get off diabetes or high blood pressure medicine. It may help them repair their marriage. It may, like, dude, just find one of your favorite episodes, take a picture of it, on screenshot it, and send it to somebody that you feel will grab value from this, man. And so, you know, hopping into today, what I wanted to do was talk about do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. And what does that mean? It's that I perceive and see that a lot of men live this way. A lot of men live this way with their families. A lot of men live this way as a husband, as a father, as a businessman, and it needs to stop, right? Because think of it this way, man. Most men will not get out of their own way because they have an ego. Like, you'll try to convince yourself that being fat, being overweight is not affecting you, right? And that's exactly why you seem to stay stuck. Now, you may not stay stuck in the financial area. Your business might continuously grow, but you might stay stuck in other areas. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your relationship with your children. Maybe it's confidence to do bigger shit. Maybe your business is growing, but it's not growing as fast as you would want. And you got to stop and ask yourself why. Right now, I'm always going to believe that the catalyst is mind, then body. It's mind, then body. But you're not going to get as far as you want in life if you are the person that is constantly telling people what to do, but you're not actually doing what it is that you tell them to do. And let me give you an example of why physical matters, right? Now, the reason physical matters is because of this, man. Let's say that you need an accountant for your business, and two guys walk up to you. Now, the guy on your left, and let's say for this example that all of them are extremely, like, everything's even, right? Meaning that they're both great at their job. They're both going to save you a lot of money. They both have great personalities, right? But the guy walking up to you on the left is easily 50 pounds overweight, 40, 50 pounds. Like, you can see his stomach sticking out of his clothes. He doesn't look as put together, super great personality. But the other guy on your right, this guy's walking up to you. Again, everything's equal. Great personalities, great at the career, but he's physically in shape. Like, you can see that he takes care of himself physically, right? Like, you see it. He has the muscles, his arms are popping through his shirt. Like, you see it. Which guy are you going to actually choose? Everything else being equal, you're going to choose the guy that is in shape. Now, why are you going to do that? It's because men have this thing that is in us. It's innate. Like, we respect men that take care of themselves physically. It is hard for us to respect a fat man. It just is, right? Like, think about the guy that's on stage that's telling you, like, oh, you need to grind, you need to hustle, like, you can do anything that you want to do, and you're looking at him, right? Now, you're not going to respect him. Now, why aren't you going to respect him? Because it's like, it's the traits that being fat carries. It's the personality traits. It's not that you're just fat, and it's not that we see your stomach. Right now, your kids are perceiving the same thing. Your wife is perceiving the same thing. This is why, like, if you find her questioning you over every little thing that you say, right, it's like she has a physical lack of respect for you. Because women, we know, they admire or respect men that are take care of themselves, that are big, that are strong, that are athletic-ish, right? You don't have to be a 4-2 athlete, but if you're physically strong, women love that about you because you signal respect, you signal safety, you signal protection, all of this stuff. You can't do any of that shit with your skinny arms and your stomach sticking out, like, you're skinny fat, or even if you're fat, right? And, like, men don't seem to grasp this, and your kids are listening to you. So you're the motivational guy that's on the stage that's telling your kids to work hard, be all they can be in school, be all they can be in sports, and you're fat, right? You're looking at the dude on stage, and you're going to be like, dude, you're full of shit. You're just not going to believe him Because the thing that's going on in your subconscious, like, we perceive so many things that we're really not even conscious of. Have you ever walked into a room, you meet somebody and they're smiling at you and you're like, oh, you know, and you're talking to them, they're smiling at you, you're having a good conversation, but there's a perception. You're like, there's just something off about that guy. Like, his vibe is off. You can tell. Our subconscious does that all the fucking time, except when you're physically overweight, it's like physically present. You can see it, right? And so when I hit on the traits that being fat carries, right, what it actually says about you is that you're lazy. Like, you're lazy in some aspect of your life. Now, some of you will be like, oh, I'm not lazy, I work hard in my business. But you're lazy. Like, you're physically lazy. You're like, you're going to work, you're not doing the shit that you're supposed to do, physically at least, right? And so we look at you as lazy. This is why you'll pick the in shape accountant over the one that's fat. So you're like, you're lazy, right? From there, you don't keep your word. And this is what I mean. So every man that is fat has told himself that this is the week that I'm actually going to change. This is the week that I'm really going to do better. Because, like, it's bullshit to, like, unless you're the type of dude that you're just cool with being average. If you're listening to this show for this long, you're not that kind of guy, right? But a lot of men are. A lot of men are okay with being fat and doing nothing and then laughing about it. Oh, I'm 40. I'm out of shape. It's like, dude, you're proud to be fat? To me, when men say that, it's the same thing as, like, you're bragging about how broke you are, or you're bragging about how you suck as a husband. You're bragging about how you suck as a father, because, like, aren't you supposed to be excellent in all things? Aren't you supposed to be elite in all things? So, yeah, you don't keep your word to yourself. So you have gotten to the point to where you've promised yourself at least 2, 3, 4 times that you're going to lose weight. Your wife has heard you say it over and over and over. Your kids have heard you say it over and over and over. They've seen you buy the protein shakes, try to measure all your meals, go to the gym, and then fall the fuck off. Like, so there's an innate thing in us that we look at this person like, one, you're physically lazy. Two, you don't even keep your word to yourself. Three, you have extremely poor time management, right? Like, it's amazing to me the number of men that I talk to, and this is thousands per year that I speak with, right? Now, some of these men are just asking or inquiring about the program. Some men join, right? But there's a thing about it, especially with businessmen, right? Guys that own companies, and then you have a family, and then, you know, you have a lot of shit going on. You have fucking poor time management. Like, there's no way that you can't tell me that you can carve out an hour in your day to actually go take care of yourself physically. The only reason it's not happening is, one, because it hasn't been a priority, right, which is a completely different episode, right? But the gist of it is that you have poor fucking time management. That's just what it is. Because you can't tell me that you don't have 30 to 45 minutes in a day to go work out 3 times a week, 4 times a week max. Like, what are you doing? Right? So you automatically have poor time management. Fourth is you have a lack of self-control. You physically can't control what's going in your mouth, right? Because this is the thing too. Like, it drives me absolutely bonkers when people come up to me and they're like, I can't lose weight. I've tried everything. It's like, no, you haven't, right? There are very few people in the world that cannot lose weight because of some genetic thing, right? Like, for the most part, most of you can lose weight. You know why you haven't been losing weight? Because you eat like an asshole, right? That's why you haven't lost weight. And you're lazy. I'm just being honest, right? I'm just being real, because, like, I think I've given you guys this example probably 1,000 times at this point. If you are overweight and then you got lost on a deserted island, like, the island is surrounded by water, and you barely could eat throughout every single day, every single week, and you're there for a month, do you think you're going to lose weight if you were only able to eat every 2 days? Absolutely, you're going to lose weight. How are you not going to lose weight? Right? Like, you're not going to be on the island and you're like, oh, my thyroid isn't letting me lose weight. No, it doesn't happen like that. Right? So what it means is that you have an ultimate lack of self-control. Right? And so we perceive this when we see somebody that is overweight, we automatically see them as lazy. It doesn't matter what they say, right? There is a perception that we have, because men size each other men up all the time. When you walk into a room and you're doing a deal with another man and he's, like, physically imposing, he's strong, he's masculine, right? He carries himself different. There's a different energy, right? And so when you're the fat guy and you're telling your kids to do this, do this, do this, and you're the fat guy and you're telling your wife to follow you and allow you to be the leader, you are the guy that says, do as I say, not as I do. Do as I say, not as I do. right? And you wonder why you're having all these fucking arguments with your wife, right? Or maybe she's not, she questions you in everything that you do because you have a lack of keeping your word to yourself. How many times have you done something? Like, one thing that, you know, some guys I've talked to, and dude, like, and before I say this too, I want you to understand, right? I'm all for talking to your spouse and having the respect and doing those things, right? Because like I've spent easily close to $200,000 on education and coaches over the years. Like, it's just what it is. But every single time before I do it, I speak to my wife. I'm like, hey, babe, this is what I'm looking to do, right? Like, I'm looking to do this. And she's like, babe, whatever you think is right. Because there was a period of time, like I always talk about, like, that I lost that trust because I was making some poor fucking decisions trying to figure some shit out. And it just didn't go right, right? But like, I've regained that. But anyway, the reason that I bring it up, man, is because like, if you're wanting to change or you're wanting to join a program and to better yourself and your wife is like, I don't think you should do that, right? It's because she doesn't trust that you're actually going to follow through with what you say you're going to do. So when a guy goes, oh, I just got to speak to my wife, I got to speak to the boss to see if she'll allow me to do it. It's like, that's weakness, right? I'm not saying that you shouldn't consult with your spouse. Like, I talk to my wife about all things all the time. It's that she doesn't trust you. Why doesn't she trust you? The root is because you fucking lie to yourself all the time, right? Like, you lie to yourself, you lie to her. Do as I say, not as I do, right? Work hard, be this, go here. Same thing with your kids. You can achieve anything if you set your mind to it. There's nothing you can't do, little Tommy, little Susie. But you're waddling around. You're weak, right? And your kids, and you wonder why your kids question you. They may not say it out loud, of course, because they want to get their lips slapped off, right? But the gist of it is that they don't respect you. They're looking at you, right? Like, I watch guys all the time, right? At track meets, I watch guys all the time, you know, at football games. And they are yelling at the coach, or they're yelling at their kid to run harder, to work harder. The coach is stupid because the coach is called. And I'm watching you sit down and your stomach is literally in the middle of your thigh. And it throws me off because I'm like, dude, why are you talking? Like, why are you talking? You couldn't get out there and do any of it. Oh, maybe when you were what? 16, 17, 18, you want to tell stories about how you were in high school and you're a high school star. Oh, you're that has-been guy, right? Like, you're that guy, the guy that nobody likes, right? And nobody likes the guy that says, do as I say, but not as I do. And so if the whole point of me bringing this up, man, is to challenge you because I want you to do better. I believe that you can do better. I believe that you can be a better leader of your family. I believe that you can be a better businessman. I believe that you can just be fucking better and have excellence in every single area of your life. But physically, where again, this is why I say all men have to start mentally and then physically. Nothing changes until those two things change. If they do not change, you can read all the affirmations that you want. You can read all the self-help books that you want. You can YouTube yourself to death about nutrition protocols and training protocols. But until you fix your mindset, none of the shit matters. None of it, right? And up to this point, you being fat, the reason it's so hard, or you yo-yo, you lose weight and then gain it, lose weight and then gain it, lose weight and gain it, is because your subconscious knows every single lie that you have ever told yourself, every single lie. So of course you doubt the fact that you can lose weight. So your behavior follows that of you doubt that you can actually have the six pack. You doubt that you can actually get strong. Look at your actions over the week. Did you eat consistently every single day? Did you track your macros? Did you actually fucking push yourself in the training room? Did you train hard? Did you get the proper sleep? Or no. Or did you track your macros on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? You got a little busy at work. Right? Oh, that, you know, then Friday, then Saturday, you know, you try to pick it back up again, blew your diet. Oh, you know, I'll just start Monday. Is that you? That's probably you. And why? Because you don't actually believe that you can obtain the goal. Mindset. Why don't you actually believe that you can obtain the goal? Because you failed at it so many times. Because you keep trying to tell yourself you can do it. Most times on your own. Right? Because, and I'll leave you guys with this too, right? If any of this is resonating with you and you honestly want to be better, like you want to see how strong you can get, you want to see how athletic, how powerful, like you want to step into being that man that you imagine yourself being. Don't bullshit yourself. I do not have a desire to talk to you if you're the type of guy that's like, you're just okay and it's not even that big of a deal. Don't bother, right? But if you're the type of guy, like you have excellence, Maybe you have excellence in all the areas of your life right now. Like you have a strong marriage, you have a thriving company, you're making a lot of money, but your body doesn't match. You're fat, right? And if that's you, what I want you to do is in the show notes, there's a link to my calendar. I want you to schedule a time for us to speak. Now, before you do that, understand that this program is not easy. It's not cheap. It's going to push you because it's designed to do so. The first aspect of what we do is the mental side. And so I want you to understand that, like, one of the things you keep failing at is that people will, the reason I bring this up is that people will invest two things. You will either invest time or you invest money. Most people that are overweight will choose to invest time, right? Like you've been going through this circle 400 times, right? Like lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. Oh, I promise that I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna really, you post on Facebook and then you tell yourself you're gonna get better and then everybody rah-rahs you up and then you don't do shit after 2 weeks, right? And then you stop posting. It's the same thing. And you're like, oh, I need to find a better training program. Oh, I need to find a better nutrition program. You're spending time. You're literally spending time. The people that win in life don't like to waste time. They'd much rather spend money to collapse the time to their goal because the goal that you want is to feel better, look better, have better sex with your wife, be a better leader, be strong, be powerful, have more confidence. Because you have more confidence, you make more money, you probably break through a business plateau that you've had. Like there are so many other aspects that being mentally and physically like capable do for you. A lot of people are willing to spend time. They're not willing to spend money. The people that win spend money and invest in themselves heavily. If that is you and you feel like what I've been saying resonates with you enough for you to allow me to help you, right? I want you to, in the show notes, there's a link to my calendar. Let's schedule the time to meet, man. As always, you can go through all of my stuff on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Check out all the information that I have on there, man. If shit starts to resonate with you and you're like, you know what? I'm tired of feeling stuck. I'm tired of looking in the mirror and feeling disgusted at what I see. I'm tired of looking in the mirror and every week I promise myself that I'm going to do better. I'm tired of looking in the mirror and then, you know, I say I'm going to do good today. Then I go out to eat. I tell myself to eat right. And instead of eating the shit that I'm supposed to, I slam a pizza or a hot dog or some nachos or I'm going out on a business lunch. And it's quit doing that, right? If that's you and you seriously want to change, hit your boy up. You know where to find me. Love you guys. Peace.